Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a major boost to India's naval prowess, the Indian Navy has formally commissioned its fourth stealth frigate, INS-Taragiri, at Visakhapatnam Naval Base, marking a significant milestone in the country's defense production ecosystem. First, let us understand the context of this development. INS-Taragiri, built by Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Limited, is the fourth of seven Project 17 of frigates, which are next-generation guided missile stealth frigates, also known as the Nilgiri class. This project is based on an improved design derived from Project 17, the Shivalik class. What makes this significant is that Project 17 is one of the largest and most complex indigenization projects undertaken by Indian shipyards, demonstrating the country's commitment to self-reliance in defense production. Now, let us look at the key capabilities of INS-Taragiri. The ship is equipped with a range of advanced weapons, including BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles, which have a range of approximately 290 to 500 kilometers and can travel at speeds of Mach 2.8 to 3. Additionally, it has a medium-range surface-to-air missile, or MRASAM, system, which is an Israel-India co-developed air defense system with a range of 70 kilometers. The ship is also armed with a 76mm Super Rapid Gun Mount, or SRGM, which is a fast-firing primary gun, as well as lightweight torpedoes and ASW rocket launchers for anti-submarine warfare. And, for last-ditch missile defense, it has a Close-in Weapon System, or CIWS. Building on this, INS-Taragiri also features advanced sensors and systems, including the Multifunction Surveillance and Threat Alert Radar, or MFSTAR, an Integrated Platform Management System, or IPMS, which automates machinery and damage control, and an Advanced Combat Management System, or CMAS. The ship's stealth features, such as its curved hull surfaces and reduced radar and infrared signature, make it a formidable asset for the Indian Navy. It is worth pausing here to note that the commissioning of INS-Taragiri follows a remarkable streak of naval inductions, with four ships being inducted in just 48 hours on March 30 to 31, 2026. This unprecedented pace of inductions demonstrates the maturity of India's defense production ecosystem under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative, which aims to promote self-reliance in defense production. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed? The answer lies in the Defense Production Policy 2020 and the shift from import dependence to a credible domestic manufacturing ecosystem. This has enabled India to achieve a significant increase in its naval induction pace, which is a critical component of the country's defense strategy. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The name INS-Taragiri is inspired by the Taragiri Hills in Odisha, and the previous INS-Taragiri was a Leander-class frigate that was decommissioned in 2003. The new INS-Taragiri is powered by Eco-Dog propulsion system, which uses diesel engines for cruising and gas turbines for high speed, giving it flexibility and fuel efficiency. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Warship Design Bureau, or WDB, is the Navy's in-house design authority, responsible for all Nilgiri-class designs. Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, or GRSE, is a defense public sector undertaking, or DPSU, that is building P-17 of frigates and ASW crafts. Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Limited, or MDL, is the premier Indian naval shipyard, listed on the National Stock Exchange and Bombay Stock Exchange. The Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative in defense aims to achieve 75% indigenous content in all future naval platforms. And, as part of its Indian Ocean Region strategy, India seeks to be the net security provider in the Indian Ocean, which is the primary driver for its fleet expansion. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers internal security and defense. You should note the significance of India's naval indigenization strategy, the role of MDL and GRSE as defense public sector undertakings, and the importance of BrahMos and MRASAM as examples of India-Russia and India-Israel joint defense production. Additionally, you should be aware of the concept of maritime domain awareness in the Indian Ocean region and the Defense Acquisition Procedure 2020, particularly the by Indian IDDM category emphasis. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, remember that India's naval induction pace reflects the outcomes of the Defense Production Policy 2020 and the shift from import dependence to a credible domestic manufacturing ecosystem. This is a crucial aspect of India's defense strategy, and you should be able to analyze its implications for the country's security and geopolitical position. In conclusion, the commissioning of INS Taragiri marks a significant milestone in India's defense production ecosystem, demonstrating the country's commitment to self-reliance and its ability to achieve a high level of indigenization in its naval platforms. This development has important implications for India's strategic position in the Indian Ocean region and its role as a net security provider.